Good news, everyone. We've got a very special delivery today.
You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM, and I've got the guys from Cashing and Karma with me. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
All the way from... You guys had to drive in from Lakewood.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's cool.
Oh, it's like, all
right. I'm from UP, and trying to get past the Tacoma Dome usually takes me a couple hours. So.
That was a nightmare.
The traffic wasn't pleasant, but,
it's beautiful.
But you're actually up here because you have a show... Down in the south end at Real Art Tacoma, that's on South Tacoma Way. That's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be lit.
That's exciting. Like, Real Art's one of my favorite places to go. I think the show is, what, $7 if you pre-order tickets or $10 at the door. So it's super, super cheap.
Yeah.
Most shows are like $25 per ticket, and that's always a bummer.
And it's a three-band bill, so you definitely get to have the full experience.
Getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
There you go.
All groups.
Yeah, actually, our close friends from Seattle, they're called Northern Shakedown, and they're going to be playing with us. We're really excited to be sharing the stage with them again.
They're real sick. I swear. Every time we play with them, it's just a whole nother feeling. I swear.
Well, what's it like being in the Seattle scene and making friends? Because you guys, it sounds like, have been in the scene a little bit. You've made a couple of friends. I met Johnny at the morning after release party.
Which was awesome.
It was great.
It's been really awesome just getting out and meeting a lot of new people. It's also led to just a lot of growth, individually and within the band.
Preach.
And pretty awesome.
It's a lot of fun, right?
Definitely. Do learn how to, like, talk to people and get out of your comfort zone when we're at shows and when we're even just attending someone else's show to show, like, some support and stuff. And making those connections, like, later down the road, you never know when, like, you can do each other favors and make that, like... you know, a relationship that lasts through, you know, the other shows and jumping on each other's bills and hanging out outside of, you know, the music scene in general. So.
And how cool is it meeting fans at shows?
It's so awesome. I think it's just another experience that really bodes well. I think going to shows is kind of like a really chill social LinkedIn where it's just like, you meet some person that really likes your stuff. They don't even have to be in a band, but they say, oh, I have a friend. He can help you make this EP or help you make a music video. There's just a whole lot of connections we make from just being out and seeing people and just talking and that enjoy our time.
Yeah, there's this couple, JD and Danielle, and they're pretty awesome. They've been showing up to almost every show.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
They're awesome people to hang out with.
Well, let's talk about your stuff a little bit because you have an EP coming up. This is my first time meeting you guys and hearing any of your stuff. How would you describe yourself? Because it's always interesting to hear bands talk about themselves and what they think they sound like. That's my favorite thing in the world. It's just like, what sort of band are we? Are we noise band?
Rock band.
We're kind of like a genre bending alternative rock band. We don't really stick to one. It's kind of hard to explain, but we don't like to make our songs sound the same.
Keep people listening. Give them something to listen to.
A lot of people have been, like, relating us recently to the Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the biggest fan. I do appreciate and respect their music.
I'm a fan.
And other members of this band are definitely fans of the Arctic Monkeys. But that's just kind of like a general idea of a sound that is similar to ours, I guess.
Okay.
Or we're similar to.
I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where you kind of put it. You can... should dart at the board that has every genre on the list, and I think we kind of have elements of a lot of it. I don't know about you guys, but I don't really consider us country, but outside of all that, or hip-hop, yeah, but outside of all that, I think we just kind of go on our own little path of itself.
I mean, there's always time, right? You can always release a country single or a hip-hop single.
Maybe.
My dog going down. I don't think I have it in me.
How do you play country bass?
You get a banjo and you just do the thumb.
Oh, let's play banjo. Good idea.
Or you learn how to do that little slide thing. I'm not sure what it's called,
ooh,
but it's,
ooh, the glass.
I kind of want to learn how to do that, actually.
There you go.
People do that on bass.
Wow.
That would be cool.
All right.
It's so nifty.
So you got some stuff to work on.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your favorite part of the recording process? Because, you guys are putting out a new EP. Do you guys enjoy sitting in the studio, or is it just the world's biggest chore?
So,
face off.
Okay. So, probably my most exciting part is kind of just getting in there and then building it up one track at a time and then just slowly seeing it come together. And then when we get in there, we're just so excited. And like the last time we went in there, we recorded with this guy named Shad at Decade Sound Studios, and we're going to be going back and recording with him again. It was just a great time, and all the excitement that we had built into our last EP, which was released on November 26. It was just awesome. We were really excited.
What sort of munchies do you bring in with you? Because that's a long time.
Pizza.
Oh, there is a grocery outlet like less than a block away, so we kept just frequenting there and.
Yeah.
Yogurt covered pretzels and
Subway.
Vitamin chips water for
and
days.
Vitamin Ices. Water. And
oh, yeah, you gotta sandwiches. Balance it out somehow, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be somewhere.
And what kind of, what is balance?
it's like where you low end on health food and then try to like balance up the junk.
I've just never heard of it.
Yeah, if you eat bell peppers on your pizza, it's technically a vegetable.
Yeah, you know, I like eating vegetables, so I get a lot of pizza.
Although fruit is a whole other story. If I see someone with a pineapple on their pizza, it's kind of weird to me. I just, you don't trust it. You kind of don't trust it, but whatever.
Pineapple on pizza is fantastic.
I think you're lying.
I'm okay with, like, chicken barbecue pineapple. I'm okay there.
Yeah.
But I've actually seen somebody do just pineapple marinara sauce, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
My brother does that kind of stuff, and every time I look at him, I'm just like, I think I might be on the news someday saying, he was just a nice kid. I don't know what went wrong. It was something that happened. It's that pineapple.
Yeah, so a bowl of marinara sauce with pineapple chunks in it, or are you talking about a pizza still?
It's still a pizza.
Oh, okay. But, like, well, that sounds great to me.
Oh, man. For those of you just tuning in, I'm talking to Alex, Will, and Johnny of Cashy and Karma. They're going to be playing at Real Art Tacoma. I got names right?
Will isn't present.
Will's not present.
I just to give viewers some notice, I tried to psych him out earlier, and I said my name was Will, just to kind of mess with him. I'm sorry ahead of time. My bad. I'm Melvin.
The radio host is bad luck.
I'm a gracious guest, I swear.
Oh, Melvin.
You gotta give us your name then, or what?
Yeah, sorry, my name's Melvin.
There you go. Hi, Melvin. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for joining us. You just showed up. Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Where did Will go?
Let's talk about your music video, because you guys have one out already. Where can people find it?
You guys can find it on YouTube, and if you just type in Cashing in Karma, it should come up. It's our self-titled track off of our EP called Earthbound, and... we recorded it in downtown Tacoma, and we kind of just mixed it in with a whole bunch of nature shots and us jamming in our space.
I love downtown Tacoma. Like, it gets a really bad rap, and granted, if you go there after dark, it's definitely kind of sketchy.
6 Ave's pretty nice.
6 Ave's really nice. I actually work on 6 Ave.
Yeah, nice. I work downtown. It's not the worst. It's gotten a lot better of late, but I mean, yeah.
If you're walking by Wright Park, at like 10 o'clock and now you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's
there's a church right there.
Yeah.
But actually, there are three churches next to Wright Park.
A trinity of churches?
Well, there's Trinity, the church.
Almighty Triangle. Okay.
But what sort of places do you go around downtown Tacoma since you guys were in that area?
Grit City Ballroom. If you're trying to swing dance, that place is rad.
I don't think I've ever swung dance before, but...
That's a blast. Great way to meet girls.
Go to a couple bars here and there. I love the Spaghetti Factory. It's always been a favorite.
Nice.
Mizithra cheese. Uh-huh.
There you go.
I chill down at 6th Avenue a lot. I like the record stores down there.
Yeah, because High Voltage is down there, right?
Yeah. And I've become almost like 3/4 of the way hipster. I have a vinyl turntable, basically. So I've been just building my vinyl library as I wear off my flannel and my lensless glasses.
Now, would you take the Tacoma hipster scene over the Seattle hipster scene, or the other way around?
He's 3/4 hipster, Tacoma. So Tacoma.
Well, you gotta pick one. Tacoma all the
Tacoma.
Way?
Yeah. Seattle's, I mean, I'm trying to be eco-friendly, but I feel like Seattle's just like another level.
It's the next level hipster. We were talking earlier about that, like, Seattle cold shoulder or Seattle freeze.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit.
It's harsh, man. Oh, man.
I remember my first show, I went to a Vera Project, and It was great. I saw Tiger's job, but nice. Trying to interact with the crowd and trying to make friends.
Yeah, no.
It's not happening.
My first show down in Seattle, I went and saw Memphis Mayfire at Studio 7. And I remember everyone was so friendly until the band played. And, like, this girl who was just so sweet started, like, hardcore dancing and, like, popped me and my friend in the jaw. And that was an interesting moment. She went boom, and then, well, you guys can't see it. She went one way and then the other way with her fist.
Backhand.
She went backhand and then front hand. It was harsh. Yeah.
She fights dirty, or Masha's dirty, I guess.
Yeah.
The first show I went and saw in Seattle was Five Iron Frenzy at Showbox at the Market, 2009. Nice. That was rad. Those guys were crazy.
Oh, man.
It was a good show.
Johnny, you want to give us your first show in Seattle?
Oh, that was Metallica.
Really?
Metallica. With my brother. Him and I, we went, and I was just getting into, you know, my first batch of favorite bands, and Metallica ended up being one of them, and I had a blast at that show, and it kind of just blew my mind.
What was that?
It was at Key Arena, so it was pretty awesome. They had a really awesome stage set up. They had the coffins hanging down and everything.
There's something to be said about, like, those early favorite bands. Like, I remember growing up in high school, because I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, you have to listen to Nirvana or else you're just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But then, like, of course, growing up, I listened to AC/DC, all those, like, hard rock bands.
Yep.
And then growing up, now mid-20s, I like to think I've refined my musical tastes.
Muse.
Get a little more local.
Yeah.
A little bit of Muse toss in there, sure.
Oh, yeah.
They're not bad.
You don't feel like a true music lover until you have, like, a band that's just local that you really like. Just like, oh, you haven't heard of them? Oh, you got to go see them.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got to see you guys at Rail Art Tacoma, then.
We might be the next favorite.
And Northern Shakedown, because those guys are awesome, too.
Definitely.
And the Public.
Yeah, I'm
and
excited to see the Public, too.
Let's talk about this. We're going to end it on a track. You guys suggested we end it on Our Skin. Why this track?
This is probably the group's favorite, favorite.
Probably,
and lyrically, it's kind of about looking at each other's differences and then, you know, choosing to look past them and see the similarities and then recognizing how easy it is for, you know, the tension to fade.
And doing that makes it a heck of a lot easier to make friends.
Yeah.
And there's a guitar solo in this song that always gets me emotional.
Guitar solo.
The song in its whole just slays. Let's put it honest there. And it's probably one of the six best songs on that EP.
So people should be whipping out some tissues in for that guitar solo.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Where can people find you? Where are your social media handles? Where are you at? Because I know people are all over the place between, like, are you on LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever?
So we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're pretty active on YouTube. We're trying to put out videos, you know, every time we have a show, every kind of month.
We've got an Instagram, too. We all have Twitter pages. We all have Facebook pages.
I don't have a Twitter.
You're a lie. Really?
Do you want to put out your Twitter handle?
Well, mine's Melvin_CIK. I know. Do you have one?
Cashing in Karma.
There you go.
All right.
Until, like,
all one word.
I don't have a personal Twitter anymore, or, like, I have one, I just never use it. I just have my show one, so I get it.
See, that's where my Facebook is. I only use Twitter.
You can add me on Facebook.
There you go.
Perfect.
We also just recently got on Spotify, our new EP.
That's exciting.
So we have two EPs worth of material to listen to.
And are you guys on Bandcamp as well?
Yes, we are.
Perfect.
Definitely. If you want to support, it's available for purchase on Bandcamp, and you can play it anywhere.
Slash Cashing in Karma? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. Because I know sometimes bands have to do, like, Seattle or Tacoma, or, like, less specific areas.
Yeah.
It always gets a little awkward at that point.
Yeah.
But, gentlemen, thank you for coming in. This
thank
is Cashy and Karma. You can catch them at Real Art Tacoma tomorrow night. What time does the show start?
Doors open at 7.
Doors open at 7, so make sure you get there. Parking is always a little weird. Sometimes there's street parking, sometimes there isn't. So make sure you show up early so you get a good parking spot. Without further ado, we got their track, On Our Skin.
Thank you.
Thank you.